Your name, my lady? Your position? And what, pray, were you doing around our encampment? No milliner's shops anywhere near, I assure you. So, you won't tell me anything? Not even your name? All right, we shall put you down as Ganymede. Ugh, of course I noticed. Don't insult my intelligence. I can see by your bearing that you must be a soldier. A fine soldier. Such a brave soul to venture on a mission like that alone. A credit to your company. Are you aware that if you do not tell me your name, your rank, etc., you will be treated as a civilian spy, and those just don't get the luxury of a firing squad? Let me see your neck. Ah, so white. So surprisingly graceful for a lady such as yourself. It would be a shame to see it broken when you hang. Such a shame to waste this extraordinary feminine beauty. And I bet you thought that this attire will protect you, make you invisible. What you did not know was how much risk each and every creature wearing what you wear runs in times and places such as these. Men, intoxicated with gunpowder and blood, turn into absolute cads. But that's not only true for the times of war. Even the most well-mannered and courteous civilian gentlemen deep down usually just assume that they are entitled to a piece of that. Ugh. You got it all wrong. You are not supposed to wear breeches under a robe. You cannot be both. Let me help you out of them. Those ugly boots are in the way. Never mind. I'll just use my knife. Amusing. You don't even fight. Now, that's better. Nothing but this fine, frilly petticoat. And I can feel you all I want. And what if I steal a kiss or two? Madam forgot to shave this morning, huh? Let me help you. Off with the fitch. You know, you are not supposed to have hair in your cleavage. And on your arms either, if it comes to that. I'll give you the rest. You know, like on that delicious ass of yours. But that's where I draw the line. Wait but a moment till I get my razor. Don't squirm like that. The blade is sharp. It would be such a shame to leave a scar on this pretty, pretty girly face. And what if you faint? Seeing the blood and all, I'd have to slap you, I guess, to bring you back to your senses. Like this. You know, it amazes me. You could pick up any disguise for your mission, and you chose this. I bet you think being a woman means lace, fans, and beauty marks. flirting with the military, getting away with pretty much anything. Well, it doesn't. Let me tell you what it really means to be a woman. If you are pretty, you are lucky to be bought and sold. If you are ugly, you're nothing. And regardless of your beauty, no name of your own, no education to speak of, no property. And if you don't end up a universally despised spinster, lifespan shorter than that of a French hussar, childbirth year after year, and more than half of your angels dead before they even break in their first pair of shoes. Oh, you don't want to hear all these dull and grim details. So, all this was just a joke to you? Well, there's no such thing as just a joke. I'm so sorry for spoiling your precious fantasy. Do you really want to be a woman? Short, miserable life of pain and humiliation. And, more than anything, submission. Damn it! I said don't squirm. Now you've got blood all over your pretty cheek. And what was that anyway? That looks strangely akin to a jolt of arousal. You wanted it to be a titillating adventure. That can be arranged. So, on a lighter note, do you know what is the ultimate pleasure to be had with a woman? Oh, how you gulp and stare at my britches with your wide eyes. That's not what I'm talking about, but I like your train of thought. No, I meant indulging in the gravest sin of all. Pride. To bend a woman to your will, to make her enjoy the most disgusting, depraved acts, to drag her down from the pedestal we all place her on and pound her down into the mud with us, where she belongs, to see her writhe in sinful agony, wild with need, aching for the release only you can give her. They are not these ethereal magic creatures, believe me. They are flesh and blood, like us. Animals, like us. I do beg your pardon, madame. I meant, like me. Get up. They're like animals. That's how it's supposed to be. Me behind you, smelling your hair. Biting your neck, taking you, marking you as my own. No time for that now, but the idea of seeing you undone, moaning and whimpering. I have to have at least a taste of what it's like. Let me slide my hand up your legs, all the way to your thighs. You are so warm under there, all sweaty. Oh, and there's the Holy Grail. How ready you are for me. So silky, so wet. Do you mind if I just start stroking ever so gently? You cannot be rough with a lady. You have to be gentle and take your time. Don't clench your teeth like that. Oh, what I would not give to hear moans of pleasure torn from your lips. That's it. Drop your head back on my shoulder. Close your eyes. Close your eyes and moan for me. You're afraid that if I hear your voice, it will ruin the illusion? Don't worry about that. I'm sold. You're already playing the game, so don't hold back. Moan for me. You might think that you're not lady enough because of that, but trust me, you are. Actually, an improvement. it takes forever to pleasure women, other women, and you. You are already aflame, so close to the edge. How you breathe through your teeth. It's the best music I've ever heard. Yes. You like that, don't you? Oh, I know you're close. Let go. Let go now. Yes. 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 this, my lady, will be a memory I shall treasure for years to come. Batman, whatever your name is, ink, pens, paper. And now we'll talk.